Even in these days of industrial robots and assembly line automation, a few things are still built largely by hand. And those include, believe it or not, most jet engines. But this particular engine is a little different. This is Pratt & Whitney's plant in Middletown, where several jet engines in various states of readiness hang suspended from a track on the ceiling.
We're standing at the beginning of the assembly line, at the beginning of the oval.
I'm being shown around by Tom Mays, who runs this facility.
It moves down one side of the oval like a racetrack, and it has progressive steps of assembly.
Henry Ford may have invented large-scale moving assembly for automobiles in the early 1900s, but in the aerospace industry, this line is completely revolutionary. Engines under construction can glide with the push of a button from one build station to the next. On the other side of the same shop floor, engines are still being built the old way, resting vertically on one end.
In a static build structure, the engine doesn't move or rotate, so you're climbing on ladders to reach the top assemblies, you're crawling on your back to reach bottom assemblies.
With this new line, the engine is held suspended horizontally and the mechanic can position it precisely, kind of like the preset button on a car seat.
The mechanic, when he's doing an assembly operation, the computer knows where he prefers the rotation and the up and down and can automatically go there at his desire.
It is a lot easier. I'm a big guy and reaching up and bending over, it takes its toll on me.
Senior mechanic Neil Werboff has worked at Pratt for 37 years.
It was futuristic. It was something out of Star Wars for me, you know, for a jet engine assembly. We've done things so long the old way that you become entrenched in the way of doing things, and something new like this is like, will it work? Is it a good idea? Should we change? And the first engine we did on this, I never want to go back the old way.
And that reaction, says Ted Sluice, is exactly the point.
The easier you make the mechanic's job, the better quality product that you get, the more efficient the product is produced, and ultimately the more you can build in a year.
Sluice is one of the engineers who designed this system. He says the reason jet engines have never been built like cars is because they've always been a low-volume business.
If you didn't have the volume on this product line, you would never do this. The investment has to buy itself in, and that efficiency gain has to have a payback over a certain period of time, and without the volume, it doesn't do that.
The engine that's being built this way is the key to the volume. It's a new technology that Pratt calls pure power, designed to burn 15% less fuel than a conventional engine. The company now has a backlog of orders for about 7,000 of these engines. With the old method of assembly, it could have built about 300 a year in this engine center. Now, with moving assembly lines installed here and in its facility at West Palm Beach in Florida, it could potentially build 1,000 a year.
The real challenge in any new technology is, of course, learning how to build it and learning how to build it at a profit.
Aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia of the Thiel Group says it won't always be a smooth road ahead for Pratt as they continue to work with this new horizontal assembly technique.
Driving down costs, driving down defects when they happen in the manufacturing process, and of course just the investment needed to ramp up to levels that Pratt hasn't seen in the commercial business in decades.
Some of those speed bumps were evident in December when Airbus, the biggest customer for the new engine, had to delay delivery of the first of its A320neo jets, in part because of technical issues with the engine. But that was rectified last month as Lufthansa became the first airline to put the new engine into service. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.